Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Hei. We are up to Sif Yud Ches, the second line on page 192. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Ches, Ein rochfer al gabei behema, you are not allowed to ride on an animal on Shabbos, velo nitlim aleha, and you can't hang on an animal, v'afilu bitzida aser l'shtamish. Even on the side of an animal, you're not allowed to make use. But on the side of the side, kigon, for example, shadavar acher munach al tzida, there's something else that is resting on the side of an animal, v'hum mishtamish bo, and you're making use of the item that's on the side of the animal, that's mutter. V'im ola aleha, if a person went up on an animal on Shabbos, afilu b'mezid yered. Even if he went up on purpose, he goes down. We'll see, as opposed to a tree, if a person climbs a tree, which is also asr on Shabbos, if he did it b'mezid, he's not allowed to go down. So by an animal, even if he went on b'mezid, when he wasn't allowed to, he still goes down. And the reason is, mishum tzar balichayim. It's only because we don't want it to be painful to the animal. So therefore, even though he did it b'mezid, we allow him to go down. Umitam zen, for this reason of tzar balichayim, perkin masui shaleha, we also allow him to unload a load that is on the animal. Ketzar osa, how does he do this if the load is mukta? So machnis rosho tachas amasui, he sticks his head underneath the load, umisalko letzarech, and he pushes it with his head to the other side, vulnofel me'elav, and he throws it over the other side of the animal. The Ramah says, v'osr leishev al koron sheha'eno yehudi manhigo b'shabbos, mishum shemishtamish v'behema. Says the Ramah, you're also not allowed to sit on a wagon that a guy is leading on Shabbos, because that's calling mishtamish bebehema, because the wagon is attached to the animal, and you are on the wagon. We'll see why that's not called tzidei tzadim soon, but says the Ramah, that is aser. Gam shelo yachtoch zmora, also so you shouldn't come to cut a branch, to cut a vine. Now there's an interesting point over here. The Ramah separates them. He said you can't sit on a wagon that an Eino Yehudi is leading with an animal, because that's considered Mishamish Bebehema, and also Shelo Yachto Zmora. Really the reason why you can't go on an animal, because Shema Yachto Zmora, here the Ramah seems to say it as two separate things. So if you look in the Bir Halacha, before you see the Mishabura, the last one on the page, Gam Shema Yachto Zmora, Betosos Reish Perek Dalet De'erivin Lo Kosu Gam. Tells us that the Ramah seems to be quoting does not have the word gam, dechad taimuhu. It's really one reason, kemo shekasu perek hei diyomtov, like it says in the fifth perek of Be'ah. V'tzaruch lomar dehachi kamer, you have to understand that this is what the Ramah is saying. Da'af leha omrim de'ein kan shem yachto zmora. Even according to those who hold that there is no concern that you might come to cut down a vine, kevan she'ha'eno yehudi manhigo, the reason you would cut off a branch is to lead the animal, but you're not driving the animal, the guy is driving the animal. So even the one who says there's no problem of cutting a zmora, because the guy is leading the animal, it's still aser mishum mishtamesh lo plug. You still can't make use of an animal, there's a low plug, so even though the gzera, the reason for the gzera is not there, it's still going to be aser. The Oden, furthermore, there are those who say it is also shayel shema yachtoch, even if you're not the one leading the animal, as long as you're on the wagon, you might help out the driver, and therefore there is a concern also that you would cut it. Again, the Ramah is a little bit strange that he veers from the Lashon HaTosfos, and he puts it as two reasons. I'm one, mishtamish v'behema, and two, gam shema lo yachto zmura. So the Bir Halacha is explaining that even if you hold this no gzeira, it's still going to be part of the low plug that you can't be mishabish b'behema. And secondly, there are those who hold that even if you're not leading the animal, there is also the gzeira of shelo yachto zmora. Says the Mishabura, if katan samach aleph ein roch, when you're not allowed to ride an animal, gzeira shema yachto zmora min amuchuber kedei lanhiga, like we just saw, the reason you can't ride an animal on Shabbos is the Rabbanon asked as a gzera, you might cut down a vine or a branch from that which is attached to the ground in order to lead the animal. Dechayev alzeh mishum tolesh, that would be an isra of tolesh, to who toloda the kotzer, that's a told of kotzer, that would be an isra daraisa. So Rabbanon asked not riding an animal on Shabbos, because you might come to do an isra daraisa of cutting down a branch. Sifkotan samil beiz velo nislim aleh, you can't hang on an animal either. The kol shimush bebalichayim kolu bechlal rechiva v'asru. Any use of an animal they included in the general iser of rechiva, of riding it, and they asered it. Again, the reason for the gzeira is you might come to cut down something that's mechuber, but even in a place where there's no concern, kigom ba midbar deleka zmor, you're in the desert, there's no zmor there to cut down. Or you're rubbing a small child against the animal in order to give him some enjoyment. So there's no concern you're going to grab a branch and break it off. You're not riding the animal. Gam kein aser. All this is also aser de lo plug rabbanan b'mosayu. The rabbanan did not make a chiluk in their gzeira. The gzeira is that you can't ride an animal because you might break down a branch to lead the animal, but included in the gzeira of not riding an animal is not making any use of an animal, even if it's not shaft gzeira, like you're in a desert, you're having a child play on the animal. All these things were included in the iser. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Samach Gimel. We said in the Mechaber that Sidei Tzadim is Mutter. And the example was given that something is leaning on the side of an animal, and you're making use of that. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Hainu, Shesomech Es Atzmo Bitzad Oso Dover. A very important point. There's something on the side of the animal, and you're on the side of that item that's on the side of the animal. That is Sidei Tzadim, and that is Mutter. Aval Im Mishtamesh Al Gav Oso Dover. But if you're making use on top of that item, Hamunoch Al Tzida, that is leaning on the side of the animal, Harehu Kim Mishtamesh Al Tzida Mamish. That's called Bim Mishtamesh on the side of the animal. Like we saw in the Ramah, and we'll see it again shortly, when it comes to the wagon. Just to explain what he just said, Tzidei Tzadim is something is leaning on the side of the animal, and you're making use of the side of that item, not the top of that item. If you're using the top of that item, that is going to be called Tzidei Behema. That's not Tzidei Tzadim. That's not going to be Mutter, and that's the case of the wagon. Even though the wagon is on the side of the animal, if you're on top of the wagon, that's still going to be an Isser of being Mishamish Behema. It would have to be that you're leaning on the side of the wagon, and the wagon is on the side of the animal. That would be okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Katan Samachdal, we said if you climbed up a tree on Shabbos, you have to go down, even if you did it b'mezid. V'lo kimo gabe ilon, an animal. When you climb up an animal, you have to go down. V'lo kimo gabe ilon, not like we say by a tree. Dim olo b'mezid, if you go up a tree on Shabbos on purpose, kaim olon l'kama mesimin shin lamed vav, we'll see later on in Sif Aleph, d'lo yered ad motzoi Shabbos mishum knasa. They put a knasa on you, they put a fine on you if you climb the tree on Shabbos, you have to stay up there. But hach over here by an animal, yered mishum tzar balichayim, here it's not fair to the animal, and therefore, we make you go down. Sivkatan samuche umitam ze parkin, and for this reason, at Tzabal Echam, you could also unload a load on an animal. Hainu afilu hamasuihu mukta. Even if the load on the animal is mukta, mikomokom lo ratzu lahakel mitam Tzabal Echam lasalko biadayim. So even though there's Tzabal Echam, and therefore they allowed you to remove the load, but they did not want to go so far as to allow you to remove it with your hands, kevan de efshir lasalko below biadayim. Since there is a way to remove without using your hands, so therefore you have to use this other eitzah that the Mechaber discussed about sticking your head and knocking it off the other side of the animal. Sivkatan Samech Vav is going on the case of the Ramah, that it is usher to sit on a wagon that is being led by a guy on an animal, because that's considered mishtamish bebehema. The im Yisrael ba'asmo manhigo, because if the Yisrael himself was leading the animal, yesh b'lav hachi isa Torah mishum mechamer, that would be a separate isa daraisa. Besides the drabbanon of using an animal, you would be included in the isa daraisa of mechamer achar behemto, that you're doing malacha together with the animal. If you look in the Shaar Tzion and Osten and Chesi writes, besides that isra of mechamer v'im ha-behema hishalo, if it's your animal, over gamal shvisas behemto aidea karon, you're also over the isra of not having your animal rest on Shabbos by your animal leading the wagon. V'afilu im rak sechurelo, even if you only rented the animal, yesh deos desvirlu deschirus kanyu l'chumra. There are opinions that hold that a rental is considered a kinyan l'chumra, and therefore besides the isra of that the Rabbanan asked is going on the animal or going on something attached to the animal, you would also have the Isra the Reis of Mechamer, and you would also have the Isra over here of Shvisas Behemto. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Katan Samach Zayin Shemishtamish Behema, being on the Karon is considered making use of the animal, Velo Nikra Tzidei Tzadim, like we explained before, that is not considered the side of the animal. Mipnei Shaha Agolom Mechuberes Bitzidei Behema, because the wagon is in fact attached to the side of the animal, but it's not considered Tzidei Tzadim, Kevan Shu Mishtamesh Al Gav HaGola. Since you are making use on top of the wagon, Vidino Kumo Al Tzidei HaBehema, therefore it has a din of making use on the side of the Behema Mamish. The Kanabas of Katan Samach Gimel, like we just said before, in Samach Gimel. Also, if there's some kind of board that is sticking out the back of the wagon, that also would be usur to be standing on it. That's also not called the side of the animal. It's all considered one kli. It's all considered the wagon. It happens to be it's a little board that sticks out from the wagon, but it's part of the wagon, and therefore that would be just the tzad of the behema and not tzidet sadim, and therefore that would be usur. There is an interesting point that Be'alocha points out over here in Devar Baskel Mitam Zeh, when he discusses knocking off the mukta load with your head. So the Be'alocha points out, Kol Zeh Isa B'Rambam Perachof Aleph V'Chein Batur. V'hinei Lufi Masha Posek HaMechaber L'Kabba Mesimin Shin Yud Aleph Siv Ches. Karosh the Tiltu B'Gufo Shari B'Chol Gavni. We're going to see later on the Mechaber Paskins and Shin Yud Aleph like the Rosh, that moving mukta with your body, not with your hand, is mutter in all cases. In kein afilu below svaras tzar balichayim hayolonu lahatir lachnis rosho tachteha. Why are we talking over here about putting your head under the load because of tzar balichayim? Therefore, you're allowed to do it even without tzar balichayim. According to the Mechaber Paskins later on, mukta is mutter to be moved in all cases if it's begufo. So, using your head as begufo, it's your mutter even without tzar balichayim. And he goes on to say that very likely, begufo would be mutter always, and the tzar bal chayim would allow you to do it with your hands. That would be the more likely pshat. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Yutes, behema shenofla la'amas hamayim. An animal fell into a body of water. Im hamayim amukim, if the water is deep, umipnei kach eno yochol lufarnas abimikoma, and therefore because it fell into a deep body of water, you're not able to support it and give it food in the place where it is. It's like struggling. So maybe chorim uchsasos v'nosein tachteh mishum tzar balichayim. You're allowed to bring pillows and cushions and place it in the water that the animal can go up on it to prevent tzar balichayim. Afal pishem mevatel kli mehecheno. Even though that is canceling out a kli from the designated use. These pillows and cushions, you were allowed to use them. They were not muktzah. Now by throwing them in the water and the animal standing on them, they're becoming usr to be used. So we allow you to do this issur d'rabbanan ad b'mevatel kli me'acheinu in order to prevent the animal from having tzar balechayim. And the Ramah says, din keirud behema b'shabbos, in terms of combing the hair and taking care of other things in the hair of the animal on Shabbos, kamo b'yomtov, it has the same din as yomtov, v'ayin l'kamon simen tov kuf chav gimel, sif beis. Says the Mishnah Berurah, sif katan samuches, imamayim amukim, if the water is deep. Din ein amukim, if the animal fell into a body of water and it wasn't deep, v'yochol l'farnas b'mekomo shalotamos, and you can give it food and support it however is needed without it dying, so ein matirin lo l'hania karum u'sasa l'vatel kli me'echeno. Then Chazal did not allow you to do this issa d'rabbonon and be mevatel kli from its designated use by putting it in the water under the animal. So this whole heter is only if it's too deep and there's mamish tzar b'lechayim to the animal and we're afraid it's going to die, so that's when they permit it. Sivkotan samichtes, maybe karim uchsasos. Vahu adin di yochol laniyal shar kelim tachtea kedei shatucha lalos. This heter is not limited to pillows and cushions. Any kelim that you have, you would be allowed to put into the water that the animal can stand up on it to survive. That would be fine. So why does the Mechaber choose the case of pillows and cushions? Says the Chavetz Chaim, v'noka karim uchsasos l'rabusa. There's a chiddush in saying that you can use pillows and cushions. Af de lo yiu ru'uyim l'shtamish b'hem ayidei zeh b'ot shaleim lachus hamayim afke shetale habhema. Even though once the animal gets out, the animal stands on the pillows and cushions and gets out, the pillows and cushions are now soaked for the rest of Shabbos. So it's not just that you mevatel it while the animal is on it, but it's done for the rest of Shabbos. Afilu hachi mutter. Even such a bittel of a kli me'achena, which is so long and so big, even that's going to be mutter. And the reason is, the asi tzar balechayim dehu da'oraisa, because the isra of tzar balechayim, which is the oraisa, How do we know it's daraisa? Mimad hisira Torah mitzvahs prikas amasa me'al behema. From the fact that the Torah commands us to take off a load from an animal that's crouched under a load, we see that midaraisa, we're concerned for tzar balechayim. So comes the tzar balechayim, which is daraisa, v'dochi iser bitel kli me'echenu shurak midrabanim. And that overrides the iser of the mavatel kli from its intended use, which is only an iser drabanim. Shegazu shalo levatel b'shabas kli me'mashi Muchenes, Chazal asked not even Mavatal on Shabbos, a vessel from that which it was prepared for. So again, you have here these pillows and cushions, which are regular kalim intended for sleeping and leaning on, and now you're going ahead and putting it in the water under the animal. So not only Mavatal it while the animal's on it, but like the Mishavur just said, even when the animal comes out of the water and you get your kalim back, they're not going to be usable the rest of Shabbos. Even so, we're Mavatal it so much in order to prevent Tzar Bal Chaim. Sivkotan ayin venosa in tachter, you place it on the animal, under the animal. Aval osur la'alosa biyadayim. The Mishabura here is bothered. If you're overriding Isurei derabanan v'tzar balachayim, which is daraisa, so why are we wasting our time placing kalim underneath, b'mavata kli mecheda, which is derabanan? Just lift up the animal. Lifting up animals is also only derabanan. So once we're b'mavata derabanan, it's daraisa, just pick up the animal. So zot the Mishabura, aval osur lahalosa biyadayim, but you're not allowed to pick up the animal with your hands. Dekol balachayim hei muktzim. All animals are muktza. V'afa gav di'ika tzar balachayim. And even though there's Tzar Bal Chaim, it's still usr to move the animal with your hands. Alts muktza de ein lanu ledamos gzeros chachamim zelaze. We can't compare the gzeros of Chazal. Chazal permitted mevatel kli me'echeno. We cannot extend it to muktza. So for some reason, Chazal said you can put aside the isra of mevatel kli me'echeno to prevent Tzar Bal Chaim, but they did not say that you could put aside the isra of muktza for Tzar Bal Chaim. The ayin bel yirabish shehevi di yesh poskim shemekilim af lahalosa biyadayim im yefsher ayidei kar muksosos. Look in el yirabah that he in fact brings down that there are poskim that are lenient that you can in fact lift the animal out of the water with your hands if it's not going to be successful through the kar muksosos. So as a backup plan to prevent tzar bal chayim, you can move the animal which is muksa. Vayidei eino yehudi lukuli alma mutter lahalosa. And having a guy do it, asking a going to lift out the animal, that according to everyone is mutter. I am Nira Lakum is also an Issa Durabanam. Vize Odif Yoser Mehanochas Karum Usasu Shushar Kalim Tatel. Telling the guy to do it is even better than putting the pillows and cushions or any other kalim underneath it. And the reason is because although Amir al-Akam is an Issa Durabanam, but it's an Issa Durabanam that doesn't involve a Maisa. You're not doing a Maisa. When you're putting the pillows and cushions there, you're doing an Issa Durabanam with a Maisa, and therefore it would be a lower grade Issa to in fact go ahead and tell a guy to do it. We will stop here and continue Mitzvah Shem with Sivchav tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.